Hey guys, welcome to the Weekday Podcast. This is the podcast where we believe just a few minutes in your day can actually make a big difference in the rest of your day. And that's what we aim to do every single weekday on here, is to give you an encouraging word, something that's inspiring, something that's helpful. In fact, if you found these helpful, would you do us a favor and share them with somebody today? It'll just take a moment. Just go to weekdaypodcast.com. Again, that's weekdaypodcast.com, and you'll find buttons where you can easily share this to social media, email, however you want to do that. We'd be so grateful as we try to just encourage as many people as we can today. Now, I don't know if you've seen a movie about the military or not. I don't know if you've seen young soldiers trying to make their way through boot camp. But if you have, you've probably noticed scenes where they have all of their bunk beds lined up, neatly made exactly in the same way. Now, that may seem like a small detail. It may seem insignificant, but a made bed can get your day started on the right foot. I actually learned this when I was in basic training. One of the first things I learned when I was at San Antonio, Texas, at Lackland Air Force Base, was how to make a bed properly. And not only did I learn how to make it, I learned when to make it. And the when in the military was first thing after waking up. In fact, if you didn't do it first thing, you didn't want the drill sergeant coming through, because he'd take the rest of your stuff and it would be all over the place. And so I learned not just how, but when. Now, you may be thinking as you listen to this, well, what's the big deal about that? Why are you talking about making your bed? Well, it may be an easy task, but here's what I've learned. By accomplishing any task first thing in the morning, it is the best way and the most productive way to start your day. Why do I say that? Well, because it gets the ball rolling. By finishing one thing, you'll find it easier to finish the next thing. And once you finish that thing, then it's easier to finish the next thing. And before you know it, you're feeling great, you're feeling productive, all because you started by making your bed. Well, a couple of months ago, Chuck and I talked about our morning routines and some of the things that we like to do. One of the things that we talked about was reading your Bible every single day. Every single day, making it a habit that as many times as you can to read the Bible every single day. It's sort of like making your bed. It gets the day off on the right foot. Well, I think a lot of people know that in their head, but how do you do that? What are some tips that you should keep in mind as you read the Bible every day? Well, I've got three that I want to give you today. And the first one is this: as you read the Bible every day, number one, read the Bible systematically. What I mean by systematically is, I mean, don't take a single verse out of context. Don't just pick a verse and rip it out of the Bible and say, I'm going to apply this today. Instead, what I would encourage you to do is to read the verses that come before that verse, read the verses that come after it, find out why it says what it says. Because once you understand the context, then you can take that context into consideration. And so I would encourage you, read the Bible systematically so you get to understand what God is saying. And one great way to do that is to have a reading plan where you've got a game plan on what you read on what days. And one great plan that's out there is HeReadsTruth.com or SheReadsTruth.com. I would follow one of those plans and have a pen and a highlighter ready to take note, ready to highlight anything that God says to you. So number one, read the Bible systematically. Number two, read the Bible specifically. When you sit down with the Word of God, ask God to help you to understand what you're reading. The Bible literally is God's Word. It comes from God's mind. That's the same mind that created the world. That's the same mind that created everything. So don't be so prideful as to think you can understand the depths of it. Instead, start by asking Him. Say, God, would you help me to understand what you're saying? Help me to understand what it means. That's reading the Bible specifically. The third one is this. Read the Bible with sensitivity. Ask the Holy Spirit to apply the scripture to your life. You may be reading a chapter that you've read before, or maybe even a verse that you've read before, but suddenly it pops off the page and it pierces your heart. Suddenly you're not only understanding what God's word means, you understand what it means for your life. And so I would encourage you every time you read the Bible to say, God, would you open your word to me? Holy Spirit, would you help me to see what you want me to see in the word today? And just like making your bed may seem like a small thing, it makes a big difference because it starts a chain of events that changes the rest of your day. And so I want to encourage you, make your bed and read your Bible every single day. Hey, I want to encourage you, many of you that are listening to this are part of our community here at Sugar Hill Church. And as you know, we have a goal of packing over 1,200 boxes for Operation Christmas Child. This is an amazing organization, part of Samaritan's Purse, associated with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And these boxes are going to be sent around the world and really will help open the door for the gospel to be shared into somebody's life. And so if you're one of the many that have picked up hundreds of boxes, I want to encourage you, bring them back this Sunday. This Sunday is the deadline for us to receive all the boxes that have been filled so that we can get them ready for the processing party that happens the very next week. And so even if you didn't pick up a box, the good news is you can take any shoebox sized box and fill that. And so if you've got an old shoebox sitting there that you want to use, you can use that. Ladies, if you want to go buy a new pair of shoes so that you've got a box that you can use that. Or better yet, you can grab sort of a Tupperware type box and use that, and that'll go a long way to help somebody around the world. And so bring that this Sunday morning to Sugar Hill Church. We hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back here for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.